Time now on the Medusa Pregame Show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Brent, looking back at last week, it's still hard for me to fathom how you look on paper, how that was still a winnable game with 90 seconds left. What went right for you to still be in it?
Well, first off, our special teams are great. I think that was one of the highlights of the day where first Isaac Anerud kicked, punted, hit the big field goals when needed. Gunner had a tremendous day returning the ball on punt return. Ryan Kennard hit a big kickoff return. So, you know, we had the ball at the 5-yard line. We scored after a big punt return. We had at the 10 or 12 or something like that on a kickoff return. So got those 14 points and that kept us in the game. And defensively, the kids played hard. It was a defensive struggle at times where we gave up a little bit more yardage. They won some third downs and fourth downs, which kept drives alive, and we just could not get in rhythm on offense. So at the end of the day, though, we had an opportunity to go down and score. We did, and then just couldn't get the last stop at the end of the game. Fourth down and 20, the double hook and ladder type of deal. And I don't know how many times that works, but certainly they executed it. And then, went down and scored. Then we came back and kicked a field goal at the end. So crazy last 3 minutes of that game. But we didn't play extremely well. If we had played up to our capabilities, I think we'd have been able to win the game. But there's really no excuse for anything looking back. We need to get better, and hopefully we can do that this weekend.
As many injuries on the defensive side of the ball, being on the field for 100-plus plays, they can't play much better, can they?
No, I've never – like I was telling the guys, too. I was like, we had kids that – with penalties included. I mean, there's 100-some, 107, 109 reps. So – you know, when you have guys taking 90 plays a game, you're putting them, number one, at risk for injury. We got to make sure we rotate and get guys our death rolling, which we did. But, we had some hard injuries. Tompkins, one of our safeties, was out the vast majority of the game. And then Tristan Ross banged up his knee a little bit and has a couple D-line guys that cramped up. So, we were running on E at the end of the game. I think that showed in the end of the game in overtime where kids were so tired and out of position a little bit. And then they arm tackled, and that's where they got some big plays. But, certainly we did play well enough, I thought, on that side. And special teams just had an off day on offense, and it's not like the plays weren't there. We were just off a little bit on execution, so we just need to clean some stuff up and hopefully bounce back.
It amazed me how many snaps Nico Daniello played and still played at such a high level.
Yeah, he's a warrior out there, team leader, and he did. Once we kind of got banged up and we're rotating those other two guys. His backup played a lot at Will, took Tristan's spot. So Nico was out there and a lot of special teams reps, which he's always been, and he's such a good snapper, usually one of our leading tacklers, but on special teams too. So he had a great day, and he put us in position to, again, be around in the fourth quarter, because if they would have been firing on all cylinders on offense, we would have been probably blown out of the game. But give the kids, our kids, credits. They're resilient. We stayed around, and even give the offense credit too. I mean, they had a bad day, and all of a sudden they put a drive together to put us up at the end of the game, and just couldn't hold it, unfortunately.
We watch TV or the movies. We see coaches yelling and screaming and acting like idiots. What were you like at halftime?
You know, I just told the guys, I mean, we really couldn't play much worse. And so I'm pretty honest with the guys. I'm like, hey, just go out and execute and do our game plan. And sometimes I do get after them. Sometimes I just didn't feel like it was the right time and place. I mean, I knew they were frustrated, so no reason to point out the obvious at that point. Let the offense and defensive guys go get to work. So we had some adjustments. We just and honestly, it wasn't. Sometimes you're like, oh, we should have done different technique here or there. It's execution, and that's what is frustrating right now. We're just a tad bit off, which it's correctable. You know, we got to be able to run the ball, which we couldn't last weekend or weren't able to, and we need to find a way to do that. And that's usually means that we're going to be able to be successful if we can do that on offense, and need to find a way.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Medusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Brent Bolte. Brent, fans look at games a lot differently than coaches do. They look at your offense sputtering for three quarters and then getting things going in the fourth quarter and say, well, why the heck didn't they do that the first three? Did they do anything different in the fourth quarter, or was it just better execution?
It was just better execution. And, you know, sometimes when you think less and just go play the game, I think that's what they got to get around their own heads a little bit on the offensive side of the ball and just go play, roll it out. I think we're best when everybody's relaxed. And unfortunately, with gaining confidence in that. You got to make some plays, and we had some drop balls. We had opportunities to make some big plays. You know, you always want to say all the quarterback missed guys. Yeah, Jordy missed some guys, but certainly the receivers dropped some balls. And if you look back on any of those plays in the first half, if we had two or three catches or a couple, you know, a handful of plays that would have been executed, I think it would have been a different story. And certainly at the beginning of the game, we were up 7-0, and we had two opportunities where we got the ball, I think, inside the 35. We had an interception at the 3 and interception at the 35 or around the 30. And I think if we'd have got points on those drives, I think the outcome would have been a little bit different too. But confidence is a weird deal. You got to actually execute and get that confidence rolling. And right now, that's I'd say our biggest challenges for the offensive guys to look at the film and go, hey, we still have a great talented team, and get some confidence, some swagger back. So starts with the coaches, staff, put them in the right spots and getting the kids to believe they can go out and do it.
Specifically, what went right on the two long kick returns?
Execution. Coach Ulrich does a nice job with the special teams and specifically on kickoff return. So he had schemed up a new return, and the kids, I thought Jake Anderson had some really good blocks on that, a receiver for us, and Kennard hit it hard and did a really good job. And the other big return, obviously, was Gunner just being Gunner, where he just refused to go down on punt return. So
the wind always blows in South Dakota. How much trust and faith did you have in what Isaac was telling you as to where that you guys needed to get to on that last tying field goal?
You know, he had told us earlier in the game that he would be good from about 45 going into it. So he felt pretty confident in pregame. He was drilling him. So, yeah, we were trying to get, I know I was trying to get inside of 40 yards is what the goal was. And you know, everything kind of worked out to give us a shot on that with 17 seconds or 18, whatever it was left. They squibbed it. Rob did a good job teaching the guys. He was like, hey, if you get a squib, take it on one hop, just get as many yards as you can and get down. Tucker returned it to the 45. Two or three plays later, we were down in field goal position. And so, yeah, that couldn't have been better execution on our part there, too. So it's odd. Yeah, our best execution came in the last 2 minutes of the game. It was awkward, and everybody's like, well, where was that? And that's what we're searching for. So we'll see if we can get that to the rest of the game this week.
Is there an offense in this league as potent as what Southwest can be?
You know, there's a lot of good offenses, unfortunately, in this league now. And yes, they're as good as anybody in the league. It starts with their quarterback play. Gimble is playing extremely well. He's just a smart, smart, smart kid, and they have the ability to run the ball. And Southwest wants to run the ball. That's something that they're going to do. But the kid just makes great decisions. He gets the ball out quick. When you have a physical offensive line and physical running backs where they're going to get downhill, that makes it difficult. So they can be a real challenge, and when they've been able to have the ball for long periods of time, that's when they're at their best. So it's gonna be a struggle. They're a good football team on offense.
A little ironic that the first ever jump in the lake was a game against Southwest. You follow the traditions of college football. Where's this one rank up in your mind of winning and jumping in the lake?
You know, it's certainly a different one. You know, you think about how many teams could do it. I don't know if there's any that really have a lake that close, or very many that have a lake that close. But just the fan output and what it really means to the alums, and from where the Port program came from too, where you haven't had a lot of success, and all of a sudden now we've had the opportunity to do this and make our mark as a program. That's pretty special. And those guys that have been able to do it, you know, strip the gear off, run down to that fence, jump in where you have, you know, 1,000 people sitting there listening to you sing the fight song, it brings back memories. And hopefully it's not too cold out. That's always my biggest concern, that it's Arctic out. And we've had games where we've been in there where it's snowing, you know, and you get in there and you just start shivering. So it's pretty special and pretty memorable. And, you know, I don't know if there's too many in college football that have anything like that.
Best of luck.
I appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.